Attitude Broadcasting presents the Mr. and Mrs. Show.
Love and marriage, love and marriage.
Starring
the Mr.
Hey, I got you, babe. I got you, babe.
The Mrs.
So happy together.
Welcome back to the Mr. and Mrs. Show. I am your host with the Mr. and the Mrs.
Hello.
All right, so we're going to get into our third one here, which is a really good segment. It's called Truth or Lie. So, what will happen is one of you will go and we will choose whether to pick A or B.
Was your truth or your lie?
Yeah, and we don't know which one is which. And then we have to guess if you're lying, if you're being truthful.
Well, we'll do one at a time.
Well, yeah. So we're going to go around the room. So let's start with the missus here.
Okay.
What do you think?
Well, she's got to read it first.
Well, no. Oh, no. I thought we had to, we do A or B. We pick, right? And then that's what I was saying. Sorry. I must have not been very clear.
You have
clear
to decide
on that.
Which one I'm going to tell you, A or B.
That's why I said we pick either
two.
A or B.
Fine, B. It doesn't matter to me.
You want
to
pick B?
Sure.
All right.
So I get to say it, right?
Yeah.
I have lived in 6 states.
True.
I know you've been to 6 states, but I don't. That doesn't mean anything. True.
I think it's true?
Yeah.
It is true.
Okay, so what are the 6 states?
Pennsylvania, Florida, California, Hawaii, Virginia.
Huh. Okay. That's pretty straightforward. All right, let's go with
sometimes
Mr.
the 7th state of denial.
All right, let's go with the Mr. over here. What do you want to choose, Mrs.? A or B?
Let's go A.
Okay.
Oh, I was going to just go whatever.
just pick. All right, so what is yours?
Before the age of 22, I have 4 new cars.
I think that's true.
4 new? What? 4 new cars.
Yep.
I think that's true.
I kind of want some elaboration on this.
Well, I mean, what do you want me to tell you? The cars?
Well, what were the cars?
Okay. One was a Nissan Sentra. One was a Mustang convertible. One was a Firebird. One was, as a matter of fact, it's the first car I learned how to drive a stick on. I actually drove from the dealership, and I had to drive it from Trine Street all the way to exit 36. No, 28 at the time. Exit 28 at the time. Cornelius exit. I had to drive it all the way from there, and that's the first time I learned to drive a stick.
And your 4th car?
Well, was that 3?
Yeah,
Firebird was 3.
Oh, hold on a second. The next one was a, gosh, what's the name of that?
I don't know. Now I'm feeling like it's a lie.
I'm sure. I'm trying to help you out here. I said Mustang convertible. Mm. And what was the 4th one? Gosh, I'd go blank on that one. I did Nissan Sentra. Duster.
That's you had a Duster?
I had a Duster.
Oh, God.
I think it's a lie.
He said a Duster, so I have to say true, because anyone who says they had a Duster is lying to me. So.
But would that have been a new car?
No. Well,
it was a new car for me.
I mean, Dusters
new
were...
New to you car.
It said new car. New cars.
New car to him. That's
but
fine.
But I mean, that's not the same thing as a new car.
It was never driven.
What was the Firebird? The Firebird. What year was it? Was it a
What year was that? I had to remember what I was. I'm trying to remember year what that was now. 98.
A 98 Firebird?
I mean, it was a little bit older than that. It was like a 93 Firebird.
Okay, but still, you had like four cars. That's what I'm getting out of the story. I'm going to say true.
I say true.
I'm going to say true.
It's true.
Is it really?
Smashed them up, man.
Yep. No, the Sentra, it started with the Duster. I was given that one. And
you
then,
were given the Duster.
And then I was in a wreck, and they replaced half of it with a white. With white, the other half was gray.
What kind of insurance did you have?
Did you
have the general?
Yeah, I think so. So, I think I had the general lease. Anyway, I hydroplaned off the side of the road and wrecked it.
Okay.
Because it had cheap tires and everything else. Anyway.
It's a Duster.
I went, and instead of my grandfather fixing it, he went and bought the other half of a Duster and replaced it with the white, with the color white. So I'm delivering pizzas.
So your insurance was PAP.
Yes. So, I'm delivering pizzas in this thing. People are really feeling bad for me because I'm a two-tone car delivering your pizza. So I show up and they're like, oh, really? And then 2 weeks later, I'm driving a WS6 Firebird and they're like, wow, we need to stop tipping you the money you're making. The Nissan Sentra, the Duster, the WS6 Firebird, and the Mustang.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
How many of those did you end up wrecking?
Two of the four. Yeah. The only reason I got rid of the white Trans Am because I killed the clutch by driving it the way I did. Because I learned how to drive it on 77 from Trine Street all the way to Cornelius.
That doesn't kill the clutch.
No, it did kill it.
Once you get it into fifth gear, drive.
It killed it. I was on the highway. It killed it.
Okay.
Well, we've seen you drive, so.
All right.
Okay.
I've got one here.
Just take the knife out.
Okay, are we going A or B with Steven?
What do you want to do?
Why don't we go B?
Okay. All right, so this one takes place about 4 years ago. I was at the DNC. I was doing DNC work. And my truth/lie is I met Scarlett Johansson at the DNC.
Honey.
I don't think I can answer this. Can I answer?
Yes, you can.
I can. This is false.
Is it?
Absolutely.
Just because you were there with me doesn't mean you were there.
Trust
when I met
me.
Scarlett.
With the when we were there.
I had to go to the Holiday Inn by myself, remember? Could have met her there.
Me.
Never told you.
Because you would have told me by now. Because I know better. Because we were there. I kept hunting Scarlett Johansson. And she was there.
This is getting weirder.
Well, I was trying to find her. I wanted an autograph.
My husband was hunting Scarlett Johansson.
What autograph? I don't blame him.
I expect us to get a cease and desist order.
She's my third ex-wife.
Whatever.
All right, so true or false?
All right, I'll go with false since the mystery.
Oh, that's not fair.
False.
No. He should not.
Well, I was going to say false anyways. I mean,
no,
if you...
it's your fault. You asked me if I wanted to. Tell me not to go.
No, I'm not going to say that. So it's false? You guys are saying false? It is false. No, so the actual story, if you want to know, we were at the DNC. He already knows the story. I think I tried to tell you this one day. So we were in the hall. We were both interning for BET at the time. And we... So Will.i.am comes by with all these reporters. So you had to go like this on the wall. He had to stand on the wall and everything, let everybody pass. Then comes by George Stephanopoulos. Everyone's shaking hand and everything else. I shook his hand, but never let go. So I just keep going with him, just keep telling my story to him. He's like, you gotta let go sometime, kid. And I was like, all right. So
did he say that to you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Very embarrassing.
That is
a very embarrassing
awesome story
for me.
So, well, if he's out there listening...
Sorry, George.
that is hysterical.
Yeah, no,
and
I tell you though, never lost a smile though. Kept.
I'm pretty. I'm pretty sure he's paid a lot of money for that smile.
Yeah, I bet he is. No, but yeah, that was the real story that happened at DNC.
What was your truth?
My truth was, but I mean, I already did this with the Pie Man thing. I dressed up as Rambo for Halloween one year.
All right, we're going to skip your...
Yeah.
What was your lie?
Oh, my lie was that my first car was an old beat-up Buick LeSabre.
Wow.
That was your...
That was my
lie. I really thought that was your truth. I was like, that makes sense. It's a Buick LeSabre.
Yes, I know. I'm very good.
Who lies about a Buick?
Ask the mister when we play Fibbage.
What is Fibbage?
Fibbage is fun.
What is Fibbage?
The mister
what?
Wins, and I win.
Wait, there can't be two winners.
Well, we play multiple rounds.
Fibbage.
Yeah, it's the game where you got to make other people guess your lie. And in the meantime, you have to guess the true answer.
And then draw full as well. So you draw, everybody draws pictures, and then you draw, you
That's
say
way
what you
too
think
much
it is.
For me.
It's good. These are
so
good games.
Mine was when I was in fifth grade, I once won a lip sync battle.
Oh,
did they have lip sync
battles? I would have known that was a lie.
What?
Did they have lip sync battles when you were in fifth grade?
Oh, we did.
You
did, actually.
You probably did. I can
actually
see you doing
it. What we'll have to start doing instead of just don't tell us that you can do two lies if you want. And, you know, we need
because no one will know.
No, we need to play the second. So we go a second round.
Do a second round? Is that what you want to start doing?
Yeah.
All right.
So do three questions and just, you know.
Oh.
All right. You ready to move on?
Yeah, let's wrap the show up with our social media question of the week. Last week, what did we have over there?
What is your favorite Thanksgiving food? I have a lot of answers people sent me messages. Stuffing and gravy. Homemade cranberry sauce. I'll let you guess who that was. Sweet potato and apple casserole. Apple casserole sounds good.
Apple casserole.
Potatoes, mash, smashed, boiled, salad. Doesn't matter. And ham. I'll let you guess who that is.
Is that you?
No, that's not me. She's related.
But it's related.
Stuffing and pumpkin pie. Giblet gravy.
Ew.
Giblet gravy?
Yeah.
What is giblet gravy?
You chop up the giblets. You boil them and chop them up and put it in
and
the gravy.
And put it in who?
It's actually good if you do it right.
Baked mac and cheese. Mm, that sounds good.
Baked mac and cheese?
Yeah. Fried turkey with Cajun butter injected.
Ooh. I've had that before.
You know
I have had
that
before.
It's,
that?
It's a family member, not my family.
Oh.
I'll let you guess your family.
Is that one of the Georgia contingent?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's your uncle.
Creole butter.
Tom, we're turkey. Coming down for Thanksgiving this year.
Try turkey with Cajun butter and inject it. Wow, that's impressive. Pumpkin pie and leftover cold apple pie.
Why has it got to be cold apple
because
pie?
Because he's not a big fan of warm apple pie. He likes cold better. I get it. Sweet potato casserole and pumpkin pie. Green bean casserole. Sweet potato casserole. Somebody said Jack Daniels.
Okay.
Turkey. All right. Pumpkin pie. Sausage stuffing. And got to be the turkey leg.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. Sausage stuffing.
Huh.
I can see that.
Okay.
Anyway, that's last week's.
So that was last week.
This week, since next week, it'll be our Christmas show. What is the strongest? What is the strangest gift? I know I can say it today. What's the strangest gift you've ever got at Christmas?
Strangest gift ever?
Yeah.
And this is received.
That's what got is, ever got.
Well, I don't know. I might have got something for someone else.
I know, but I didn't say got somewhere else something. I said got. So
stop. No,
I need
stop
a, I need
here.
A Southern thesaurus.
No, so.
What's the strangest gift you ever received from somebody else?
I just wanted to make it clear.
Baby, what do I have? Here, you want me to write it? And
You know what the bad thing is? This reminds me of the first episode when we were doing the game show, and someone kept saying, why am I getting favored questions? I don't like favorite questions. Okay, so this is the same.
And that intern is no longer with us.
No, it's not. It's now the best. Which one do you prefer? The best.
Even though it means the same, you can't the use most. The word.
The most. Excuse me.
Which one do you prefer the most?
Even though the word means exactly the same, you can't use it. It's not allowed.
It's not allowed. No, because favorite is favoritism. And we do not like favoritism on this show.
Favorite means above all else, right? I mean, it's okay. We don't need to digress that
All right,
way.
So anyways, social media question of next week will be the strangest gift you have gotten or received, better, received from somebody.
Yes.
All right.
Sounds good.
I can't wait to hear the answers from you two. So, all right. Well, that about wraps it up this week on the show of the Mr. and Mrs. Show. Thank you for joining us. You can always go to our website, themrandmrsshow.com. Let us know how we're doing. Listen to past episodes, everything. And if you want to chat with us or anything, we are on Facebook, the Mr. and Mrs. Show. And, you know, leave us comments. Leave us about the social media question of the week. And also follow us on Twitter, the Mr. and Mrs. Show. Thank you. Have a good one. We'll see you next week.
Later.